Thank you for calling customer support. This is Cammie. How can I help you?
Cammie, I'm calling. I'm a charge was made on my Discover card from you.
Mm-hmm.
What was it for?
I have no idea, ma'am. I don't have anything pulled up. Can I get your name and your zip code, and I'll look that up for you?
Mm-hmm. Carol Fayes.
Mm-hmm.
Zip code is 49802.
Okay, and what did you say the name was, ma'am?
Carol Fayes. F-A-Y-A-S as in Sam.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, do you know when this charge occurred, ma'am?
This evening around 10 o'clock. What do you sell, or what kind of agency are you?
Well, we're a third-party call center, ma'am. We handle customer support for about 200 businesses. The reason I ask is because I'm not seeing anything. I'm trying to make sure I'm not overlooking it. You said it was around 10?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you verify the billing address that was charged to for me?
917 East Hoadley,
mm-hmm,
in Kingsford, Michigan.
Okay, so I do have that right account pulled up then. I do see that. I see where they ordered some Wi-Fi booster on the 16th of November as like a free gift for $7.45 shipping and handling. And there was an attempted charge for $49.97. That was for an online, it's like a store membership fee. Whenever they accepted that free gift, they were also agreeing to the terms and conditions for that store. And that's what happened, ma'am.
So they were charging me for a booster thing?
A Wi-Fi booster, ma'am. It was a free gift. So you're not being charged for that. You were being charged for the online store membership fee. Because when that gift was accepted, you were also accepting the terms and conditions, as that was like a welcoming gift for that program.
Okay. I thank you for that information.
Yes, ma'am. Did you need help with anything else or have any other questions for me, ma'am?
Nope, that's it. You answered my question.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling customer support. You have a wonderful night.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.